Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, agricultural producers, along with private landowners interested in the Conservation Reserve Program, can now sign up for the popular program through February 12th. With more of the details, here's Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce.
Not a long time, but I think long enough for folks that have an interest in the general CRP sign up to participate. And we look at the rankings, how many points did those offers get? And then we'll set the cutoff and begin notifying those landowners that were successful with their offer.
Now, keep in mind that new cropland offered in the program must have been planted for 4 out of the 6 crop years from 2012 through 2017. And additionally, producers with land already enrolled in CRP but expiring on September 30th of this year can re-enroll. The acreage offered by producers and landowners, as Mr. Fordyce mentioned, is evaluated competitively, and accepted offers will begin on October 1st of 2021. Signed into law in 1985, the Conservation Reserve Program marked its 35th year anniversary this past December. For more information, please contact your local USDA service center. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.